Chapter 1. Charleston, South Carolina, 1872.
Mark my words, my sweet Claudia, you will be my wife.
The evil glint in Philip Matthews' eyes and the sneer of his lips made Claudia Cummings want to smash her foot on his instep so he'd release her from his tight dance hold. She'd never liked her second cousin, and his most improper statement left a taste of bile in her mouth. Greedy men like Philip only wanted her for her family's plantation, and she vowed they would not get that. Her father promised before he died that she could choose the man who would take over the plantation, a man she could also claim as her husband and love until death parted them. Claudia still waited for her brave soldier to come home and marry her, as he'd promised 7 years ago. She couldn't bring herself to admit Johnny Evans was dead, as everyone else in town suspected. Philip sighed heavily and noisily, a most unbecoming feature in her opinion. His obscene bodily noises were one of the many things she disliked about him. Her red-headed cousin's looks and temperament revealed their Irish ancestry more than anyone else in the family. On and off throughout the years, Claudia and Philip had butted heads, and she was getting tired of his childish tirades.
"I declare, Philip, you have had a few too many toddies."
She arched a brow.
"I'll have Oda Mae take the punch bowl back into the kitchen before you do something to embarrass yourself in front of my guests tonight."
He tisked and shook his head. Even in his inebriated state, he managed to keep the waltz's rhythm, a dance she absolutely loathed thanks to him. If not for the family and friends who'd come to wish her well on her birthday, she would be curled up on the bed in her room with the door locked and her nose in a good mystery novel. These social functions had never really excited her, and they were as useless as the corset squeezing the breath from her. The only reason she danced with her cousin was because Grandmama Ruth had encouraged her. Claudia seethed inwardly. Grandmama had no idea how rude Philip had been thus far into Claudia's party. It wasn't just tonight's event, either. Since they were children, she had always disliked him. Competition was utmost in his mind, and he was determined to win no matter the consequences. For him to blurt out his so-called affections was very ill-mannered, since she knew he didn't have any kind of tender emotions for her at all. His intentions had everything to do with greed.
"Oh, Claudia, I'm sure you've noticed how much I've grown to care for you lately."
She cocked her head.
"Actually, I have noticed a different gleam in your eyes."
"See, it's infatuation."
"No, Philip, it's dollar signs. The plantation has been producing quite well since the war ended, and you think if you can sink your claws into this place, your future will be set. However, Pa gave me Magnolia Grove as my inheritance, and I will not let you take over a place my family has worked so hard to keep flourishing."
Philip gasped, having the audacity to look shocked.
"I'm appalled that you'd even consider such a notion."
She arched an eyebrow.
"And what amazes me is that you actually believe me to be dim-witted."
"But if you must know," he paused, frowning, "there is something about the plantation that you aren't aware of."
Tilting her head, she narrowed her eyes on him. What had he done this time?
"If it has anything to do with Magnolia Grove, then yes, I must know."
"I suppose I shall tell you, since you insist."
He shrugged.
"I was at the bank earlier this week, and Mr. Myers and I had a lengthy talk. It appears that he's not been happy that you're running such a large plantation. In fact, many people in Charleston are appalled that a woman manages Magnolia Grove. With so much gossip going around, I fear you will eventually ruin your family name. And then who will buy cotton from you after that?"
The cold fingers of dread gripped Claudia's throat. She found it difficult even to swallow. She didn't say anything, just nodded for him to continue.
"Claudia, you know as well as I do how backward that man's thinking is, and that Mr. Myers thinks a man should run the plantation. In some ways, he is correct, you know. Men will no longer see you as a woman who is fit to be a wife and mother."
He sighed and shook his head.
"Because I hate to see your reputation ruined this way. I'll step forward and agree to be your husband. Your grandmother approves of my plan as well."
Claudia's stomach clenched as if he'd just plowed his fist into her,